Well, thank you for joining me. Let's pray. Let's pray, pray, pray. So much going on in the world, right? Whether it's, you know, the gyrations in weather, whether it is threats of war or actual wars, whether it's the economy, whether it's your own personal health or problems with your kids or relationships. Life's a battle, isn't it? It's a struggle. It's a slog. I think with God, things go a lot easier. I think fear and anxiety and all those concerns diminish, and I think miracles happen. I see the handprints of God all over my life. I see the many times he's held me and opened doors and set me in new directions and protected me. And I know you probably, if you look back, and I think it's a good exercise to do, you can go back, you can see the same thing. You'll see that God is always with you, especially in these very difficult times. So don't let these events in the world overcome you. Don't let them cause you despair or fear. One day at a time, right? One day at a time. Thank God for what you had. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. That's for sure. Hey, I want to send a giant shout out to friends of mine, Gloria and Denny Romolini. I just want to say happy 50th anniversary to you. I got a text from their daughter, and Dee Dee calls me and says, hey, or texts me and says, it's my parents' 50th anniversary this day. Do you mind praying for them, mentioning them on the air? Well, I am honored to do that. The Romolinis are longtime friends of my family. And my mother and father, believe it or not, were into talk radio before I ever was. In fact, I never wanted to do talk radio. I often share that story with you. You know, I thought, it's old school. I'll anchor TV news somewhere. I'll do something else, right? And here I sit. But the Romolinis were such a big part of their organization, their ministry, what they did. And these are faithful people. I often talk about them. Say a prayer for both Denny and Gloria and for their children. We often talk about the loss of a child, and they lost their son, Denny, by suicide. And these are people who never gave up on God. They never grew angry at God. They had complete faith in God. And they're an example to everybody that meets them. So they're wonderfully generous, faithful people. And I just want to wish you, Gloria, Denny, a very blessed and happy anniversary. 50 years is a tremendous witness to marriage. And it's an honor to know you and to call you my friend. So thanks for doing that. I'll offer my personal chaplet up for you today, okay? I'll be more than glad to do that. I want to pray for you if you're calling in. The number here is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I also was made aware of another woman who I know used to hang out with the Eagles, right? She used to run with some of those 70 and 80 rockers. Her name's Joanne. Joanne, if you're listening, we're praying for you. She sent me a text. She's got an endoscopy and a colonoscopy coming up, and she's just asking for prayer. She's having stomach issues. So I want to pray for anyone who's having digestive issues or stomach issues or ulcers or colitis or diverticulosis or all the issues that seem to plague so many people. Let's ask God to heal that today, okay? We'll be more than glad. And to pray for your particular intentions. Maggie prays with me every day, and she's on our board here. She'll bring your intentions, if you didn't get through on the phone lines, simply by going to Relevant Radio, simply by going to our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show. At Drew Mariani Show, you can find us there and put your intentions up. Maggie does a great job on the show page there, and she's going to pray with me on the air today too. So, Maggie, I know you'll be sharing many of our listeners' intentions. Anything you want to start off with today?
Yeah, you know what, Drew, I just want to lift up anyone that has chronic pain issues that might be relieved, and for an increase of joy in our lives.
Yeah, amen to that. I'm with you. We just want to share a quick email that came in here, too. This is Drew. I'm 72 years old, and my family has a history of colon cancer. I've been getting a colonoscopy every few years since I was 51. My first one was completely normal, but after the first one, every colonoscopy since then has had findings of polyps. I just want to say thank you to God. Everyone are non-cancerous. Today, I had, after 20 years, a normal colonoscopy, no more polyps, and I attribute this miracle, believe it or not, to the Divine Mercy Chaplet, to the Holy Rosary, and prayers of the servant of God, Rhoda Weiss, who cured Mother Angelica of a stomach disease when Mother Angelica was a teenager. You know, it's just so weird. I'm going to stop on this for a second. I did not plan any of this, right? I go to the emails. I open these things up. Here we are talking about stomachs, cancer, ulcers, you know, all sorts of different issues. I think God's going to work in a powerful way in this area today. So if you're having those issues today, really claim it. Really ask God. Really have faith that God can touch you and heal you today. Person, I just want to thank you for this beautiful ministry and especially for that Relevant Radio family, for everyone who prays with you. You're such a blessing to all of us. Barbara, we're praying for you, all right? Thank you so much for sending that in, and we'll pray for complete and total healing. Let's pray against cancer. Let's pray for good test results, and let's pray for you right now, all right? Let's begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. I'll try again to get a few extra calls in today. I know a lot of people will appreciate that. Frank starts us off today. He's praying in the Bay Area in California. Frank, good afternoon.
Drew, thank you for everything you do. We so much like your program.
Thank you.
I'd like to pray. Thank you so much. I want to pray for my wife's eyes, that they are totally healed of any and all pathology, with good vision in both eyes. I pray that she can find a good ophthalmologist who will skillfully heal her vision and take time to explain to her the course of action he is taking and what will come of it. I pray that she is healed of any AFib or heart problems, and that her heart will be healthy and strong for the rest of her life, and that she will, her high blood pressure and her diabetes will be totally and completely healed.
Amen to that. All right, I know you love her very much. How many years have you been married, Frank?
32 years, maybe 33 years in May.
That's fantastic. Well, let's pray for her. We'll pray for complete and total healing. We won't limit God. We'll bring up her neuropathy. We'll take up the eyes, the vision, the diabetes. We'll take all those things she requested. And Lord, I pray for Frank. He didn't mention one thing for himself, but I know his heart's filled with love for his wife. So I ask you to honor that prayer and that you bring healing today to those with eye problems in particular. And I want to share an answered prayer. I asked you last Wednesday to pray for Natalie. She was going through a procedure on her eye. She texted me back and just wanted to send along her regards to all of you. Totally fine. Her vision is restored. She is going to be well. And I just want to thank you for your prayers. Another answered prayer to the chat, because we were praying for her big time there. Lord, I give you Frank. I give you those with who are dealing with diabetic issues. I'm going to deal with those with chronic pain and neuropathy. Lord, I want to pray for those with vision problems. Heal those eyes. I also want to pray for those who are spiritually blind, Lord, who do not see you, do not see the harm they're causing, and who have lost their way. I ask you to remove the scales from their eyes, restore sight, both physically and spiritually, as we pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Our next call comes from St. Cloud, Minnesota. Nola is praying with us there. Hi, Nola.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like you to pray for my niece and godchild. She has been diagnosed with a bulb-sized tumor on her brain. She has stage 4 cancer in one lung, 2 spots on her kidneys, and 1 on her leg. She has recovered from cancer 35 years ago. And has been an oncology nurse ever since. We'd like to have prayers said for her.
Yeah, God bless her. We'll pray for her. Let's pray for a miracle. It sounds like she needs that right now. And you know, Lord, I don't limit you. I hold out a big cup, and I ask you can fill it. You can fill that small one as easily as you can the big. And I pray for those with cancer. I have a friend, Susie, and John. John's going through a difficult time as his wife is battling cancer, approaching hospice, on hospice. And I just want to pray for Susie. And I want to pray in particular, Nola, for these intentions you brought forth, for this oncology nurse, for those with stage 4 cancer, those with brain cancer, those with spots on their lungs and vital organs. Lord, I just pray against cancer. I pray against it. And in this month of the precious blood, I just bring to the foot of the cross all those who are now praying for their loved ones and praying for themselves to find that healing, to find that cure, to find that freedom from this wretched disease. And I just cover them in your precious blood as I pray, eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And if you don't get through on the phone lines for some reason, again, at Drew Mariani Show, that's our Twitter page, and Maggie is always uploading links and getting information there for us, and of course she's taking your intentions and bringing them to the air here. At Drew Mariani Show is the Twitter page. You can follow me also at Drew Mariani, and of course, you can always send your answer prayers to me, drew@relevantradio.com. Maggie, what's coming in?
Erica wrote to us and said, in your chaplet today, please pray for the complete elimination of bone spurs in Marshall. This would be a great miraculous healing, and I know that God can do it. RB wrote to us and said, asking for my husband, Carrie, who has pneumonia from COVID and is battling cancer, for healing for him. We need him to eat and drink to help him recover. Donna wrote and said, pray for my friend Tammy for a miraculous cure from cancer. She's had a rough go of things. Pray for my neighbors who also have cancer. I request also a prayer for myself to get rid of cancer. Wow. I feel bad for Donna and all these people. Luann wrote to us and said, please pray for Carol Lujan, who has severe brain injuries from being hit by a speeding car. We need a miracle. Thank you. And then Eric wrote to us and said, pray for a holy spiritual awakening in our nation led by the Holy Catholic Church.
Love that prayer.
Me too.
I love that prayer. Amen. That happens, the world changes. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I do pray for the church. I pray again for cancer. I pray for healing today. Let it be a magnificent, miraculous day of absolute healings. And again, I pray for those with intestinal or stomach issues, Lord, digestive issues, whatever it may be. Lord, I pray for your mercy on all those who are united with me in prayer, those who got through, those who didn't. And we ask you to envelop them, blanket them in healing and in your mercy and answers. Yolanda will join us on this third decade. She's in Fairfield, California. Yolanda, thanks for praying with us.
Oh, yes. I'm praying for my daughter, Andrea. She's had a really rough time these last 2 years. She's in a wellness healer, and I pray she's starting a new business because her last business just, she was working with some other people, and so her lease is over. So she's endeavoring now to help people, and I pray for her success, and she prays all the time. She has to travel this weekend from San Francisco to the mountains here, and I just pray for her safety. She's going to be all by herself, and I am concerned because of the crime that is, you know, it has increased in these areas in the cities, and I just prayed God be with her every day as she's trying to help people.
Don't I know she's your daughter and you love her very much. Don't fear. Just keep praying. We're going to trust her right now to the Lord, and let's put her in that. Let's ask God to send an army of angels to protect her, to guide her. Give her a divine mercy image too, if you could. I think that's a great. I wrote about it in my book. If you had a chance to read it, there's a whole chapter dedicated to the promises and the protection that comes with the image itself when we venerate and have devotion to our Lord in that image. Of course, the chaplet here, the Lord also promised protection to those who prayed. And as a mother, just blanket your daughter in this. All right, do not fear. Anxiety is a terrible thing. It saps, you know, the life from the soul. God commands us to pray. He forbids us to worry. St. Francis de Sales says so. Let's pray, let's trust, and let's know that God gave you your daughter, and he will take care of her. So, Lord, I pray for those who are traveling. I pray for those who have upcoming surgeries. I pray for those who are in difficult and perhaps dangerous environments or situations. I just ask for that divine protection. And it's a good prayer. We don't often pray for this, but I do. I ask you to pray. Lord, I ask you to send angels to protect our loved ones, to protect us as we travel, to protect us in our work, to aid us in our work. And I pray in particular for angels to protect this nation from degeneration, from disaster, from disease, most especially from war. And I give you this mother's prayers. I unite her prayers to all who now pray with me. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, that's our next call. Maggie, where's that coming from? Is it Marie in Cranston? Marie in Cranston, Rhode Island. Good afternoon.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. I want to pray for myself. I fell and injured my rotator cuff, so I need surgery. And I pray that it will go well and there will be no complications. And I also want to pray for all the lost souls that they will come back to Christ. Especially my brother.
What a beautiful prayer. Well, have faith in that. All right, we'll pray especially for the upcoming surgery that you're facing. But this is a prayer intended for conversion. I absolutely am 1,000,000% convinced of that. And look, I've got some kids who aren't where they should be. I think we sometimes all do. I've got some kids that are so right and some kids who need prayers of conversion. And we all have siblings and loved ones and maybe even spouses that are in that way. I just, when it comes to the prayer of the chaplet, Conversion is such a gift. It's a great gift. It's really the most important gift because that's what matters. You know, we live forever. And to squander our life for the few years we've been given here and spend eternity without God is a tragedy. I think that's why the Lord told St. Faustina that this is the one prayer he always hears and he always answers. That prayer of conversion. He's going to give super abundance of grace to those who we pray for. He'll respect our free will, always. But he'll give the graces that they need. So you got a child, a spouse, a sibling, a loved one. Right now, let's pray for conversion. God's going to send that soul the grace. I'm convinced of it. And Lord, I thank you for that promise. I give you Marie and all those intentions she brought forward, and we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Rita is praying with us. I'll try to take a few extra calls this decade to get you on the air. Rita is in Austin. Hi, Rita. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I am calling for my friend Angela. Her and her husband, Jaime, just had a baby boy on Tuesday. And unfortunately, they knew that he had a leak in his valve in his heart. But when they he came out, the doctors saw him. And unfortunately, he won't be able to have the typical surgery that he would need. So now the parents have limited options, whether they're going to put him on a heart transplant list or comfort care. So I'm just praying that, you know, God will heal his heart.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so hard. You know what? I don't know God's will. I always submit to, I pray with faith, Rita. But I never forget the story of a mom who called and their child had a hole in its heart and needed a critical surgery. Mm-hmm. And they prayed to the chaplain. It's one of my favorite ones because it disappeared. The doctors have the scans. They went back, they did another preliminary pre-surgery scan, and it was no longer there. The child didn't need it. So let's pray for miracles today. Let's pray for God's will. Let's pray for this mother and father. I can't imagine what they're going through. And I want to pray for you. You're such a compassionate soul. But I pray for all those mothers out there with these newborn babies with complications, those children in the NICUs, the PICUs. I want to pray for all those struggling with fertility, all those seeking to adopt, all those who are having problems right now in utero, and all those who are having problems with their children, young or old. Lord, intervene, please. Send graces. And Lord, send healing. This is such a gift, this prayer. I'm so grateful for it. I just ask that you hear the prayers of your faithful. And I ask that this situation get resolved to your greater glory. Carolyn, praying with us in St. Petersburg, Florida, will add you to this decade as well. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you and Relevant Radio for everything you do for all of us in the world.
Thank you.
I have a prayer of Thanksgiving. I called in last fall for prayers for my sister Patty, who is dealing with breast cancer, and I'm thrilled to let you all know that your prayers have cured her along with God's powers.
Praise
she
God.
She is healthy and back to living normally. It's wonderful. But I do ask for prayers for the little 8-year-old boy that was involved in the gun shooting up in Highland Park. His name is Cooper Roberts. And I just keep praying for him. He's paralyzed from the waist down, and he's only 8. And, of course, all those who are affected. And thank you again so much.
Well, Carolyn, thank you, first of all. So if you have a chance, send me an email to drew@relevantradio.com and mark an answered prayer and share your story. But, you know, I also am struck by what you said, because I think God sometimes charges us with prayer. And I've noticed this in my own prayer life. And this little boy is somebody that you've been praying for. I mean, I know that story has touched you. Keep praying for him, okay? We'll join you in that prayer right now. I've had this happen to me with purgatorial souls. I've had it with individuals. And then after a period of time, sometimes it just goes away. I mean, the Lord needs our prayers and our sacrifice, wants our prayers and sacrifices, I really should say. But I do pray for this little 8-year-old boy. What a tragedy. I want to pray for that officer who got shot in the back, too, who was paralyzed. And I pray for those who are the victims of tragedy, assaults, and accident. I pray for your mercy, your protection. Pray for your healing, and I pray for their loved ones who suffer really also just in unimaginable ways. I beg you, Father, again, to work in ways that are both visible, prompt, and quick, if it be your will. Francisco in Indio, California. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I would like to pray for my father's alcohol addiction, for Alfonso, and for my brother, Alfonso Jr., and for all the families going through this addiction, terrible addiction, or any other addictions.
Well, I'll pray for you, Francisco. I promise you right now. All right, I know the walk you've been through. My father struggled with alcohol himself for years, and I can testify that the last two decades of his life, he was alcohol-free, and he had drank for years through my childhood, I remember. Never violent, never angry. Always just did it kind of a hidden way. It was kind of functional. But God can liberate from addiction. And sometimes I think it's rooted in the demonic, Francisco, too. So maybe if your father has been away from the faith, have him get back to the church, use the sacrament of reconciliation. Maybe have your home, have his home blessed, use some sacramentals. But my mother prayed the rosary nonstop for him. Pray the rosary for your father. And now we'll pray this prayer too, the prayer of the chaplain, because the Lord told us that anything we ask as a result of this prayer, it will be granted if it's according to his will. And this is his will. I know the Lord doesn't want us addicted. I know he doesn't want us in the bondage of addiction. I know he wants us set free. And I know your prayers are going to be heard. So let's pray right now. Lord, I give you all the addicted, all those who have similar circumstances. I give to you Marie and Hope and Elaine and Linda and Tanya and Fran and June and Bea and Norma and Jenny and everyone on hold. Everyone's written to me. Everyone praying with me now. I just, in the voice, Lord, who petitions on their behalf, please hear these humble, humble prayers and send us your grace. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
You know, Maggie got a tweet she was just telling me from a listener who says, I thought today because... is it today the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene?
It
that
is.
Was a couple of days. It is today.
It is today.
Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meg got the tweet, says that maybe we should turn to her. She says that St. Mary Magdalene is a great role model for young people to be strong and overcome immorality and the great temptations of sexual impurity and the LGBT message as well. So let's call upon St. Mary Magdalene. Great story of conversion, right? Great liberation, great follower of Christ, devoted, and what a great intercessor for those needs. If you're struggling with impurity in any way, whether it's your relationship or personally or you're dealing with other issues, even conversion, let's ask her to join us in this litany of prayer. So we'll conclude, Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
The Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Mary Magdalene,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
And all you angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, I've got a question for you. When we come back, let's talk about this. I want to hear your story, too, if you don't mind. Give me a ring and on it. Do you think it's appropriate to pray in public? Do you think that's okay? Or do you think it's maybe offensive to somebody else? If you go to dinner in public, do you pray? I'll share with you a story that happened to me and some friends. I'll also share maybe a story that happened to Maggie and Tom, my producers. The three of us went to lunch one day. When I come back, and I'd love to get your example, your encounters with public prayer. That's straight ahead. Stay with me.
Tweet us your prayer intention anytime on Twitter at Drew Mariani Show.
You know, we receive over a million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters Studio Line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor could support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I'd love to get, I don't know, your sense on public prayer. I was thinking about this not too long ago, and my producer Maggie and Tom and I, we went to lunch. It was a couple weeks ago, and we were sitting outside. It was a nice day, and the place was relatively empty, and we weren't too far from the studio. And we just sat there. We had ordered, and our food happened to come, and it was just being put down in front of the three of us when we bowed our heads and we blessed ourselves in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we prayed together. You know, we weren't loud. We just, you know, quietly we said our thanks to God for the food that he put before us. And all of a sudden we hear a woman say, "That was really beautiful. Thank you for doing that." Maggie, do you remember that when we went to lunch that week and that lady came by?
Yes, I do. We were at Moretti's, yeah.
So we're sitting out there, and then next thing you know, she comes over, finds out that we work at Relevant Radio.
You're Mr. Mariani.
I'm like, no, that's my dad. It's like, yeah. So she sat there, and it was a great public witness, right? She loved it, and we had an opportunity to pray together. Do you pray in public when you're out with Joe or your family, or do you just kind of eat?
Yes, 100%. I moved here from Tennessee, and I was always, it's a city of transplants. There's people from all over that moved to Tennessee and Nashville. And I was that person that no matter who I was with or where we were out to eat or in my home, we would join hands like family and pray, you know, bless our food. And that's just part of it's so ingrained in me that I feel weird if I don't bless my meal before eating. So at restaurants, yep. Yes, always, no matter where we're at or who's looking.
I do too. You know, and I think it's important to do it. I don't do it for show or for public. I kind of even do it kind of quietly. And sometimes I'll do it without any visible or external sign as well. I had a friend, and Alfredo, if you're listening, you impressed me. About a year or two ago, I was up in the Green Bay area, and we went to a little restaurant on the Fox River, beautiful river, one of, I think, four or five rivers in the world that flows north. And we're sitting at this place, and we order a meal, and it's me along with Alfredo and his wife. And our food comes, our beer comes, whatever. We're sitting down, we're getting ready to drink, and all of a sudden, he bows his head, and he starts to pray, right? Well, as he's praying, the waitress came back. She was refilling water, and he turns to her, and he says to her, "Do you have anything you want us to pray for?" And I thought, oh, this is a little bit awkward. I mean, this girl, you know, she's probably, you know, just a junior or senior in college. She's got her tats. She's, you know, her piercings. She could care less about, you know, this guy and his prayers. And that was a terrible judgment on my part. I got to tell you that. I could not have been more wrong. The girl, she says, no, it's fine. And she filled her water and she went her way. And he continued to pray. And then she turned around. She came back. She says, you know something? I do have something I would like you to pray for. And
I love that.
She comes back to the table and he says, well, what is it? And she shares with him her intention. It was some personal things that she had going on. And then she wanted to pray for her grandmother, who had actually that time was just put on hospice and was dying. Mm. And he grabbed her by the hand and he began to pray with her right then and there. And I thought, oh my gosh, what a beautiful witness to the faith. This girl dealing with her personal struggle, you know, you never thought twice to invite her into prayer. He invited her to pray. And it profoundly touched her heart. And who knows, that action might bring her back to prayer. He began a conversation with her afterwards. She happened to be Catholic. She hadn't been to church in a while. And I said, hey, you ought to get back. I invited her to go back to confession. And you know, we finished our meal. We had a great time. We went on. We laughed. We drank our beers. And when we were leaving, heading out to the parking lot, she comes up to us and says, thank you very much for inviting me to prayer. I can't tell you how much your prayers meant to me, especially today. So God works in really mysterious ways. He'll work through you in ways you don't even know. Have you encountered that? Have you done that? You pray in public, have you been mocked for it? Have you been ridiculed? Has it had an impact on somebody? You know, it was a lesson to me because quite often I do it very privately. I would never think of asking my waitress if she needs prayer, but why not? You never know. I had a friend who was away from the faith. It was a girl who had an abortion and had a really bad confession, and she left the church. And this happened before I met her. I met her. We invited her to go back to church. And, you know, the reason she came back is because she was invited. And that was it. She never would have been back in that church if it wasn't for conversations about the faith and the mercy and the forgiveness of God and how much he loves and, you know, why it's important to give the church a second chance. It's about getting out of your comfort zone. And they say, oh, no, you never talk about politics or religion. Yeah, I get that. You don't have to try to evangelize or convert anyone. I don't try to convert anyone. I think our words, you know, St. Francis of Assisi, I think, is accredited with this. Or St. Francis, yeah, or just Sales, one of the I think St. Francis of Sales, you know, he says, preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words. I don't know if he really actually said that or not, but it really illustrates the point, doesn't it? That you know, the only gospel somebody their entire life may ever read is you. It might be your life. It might be the gospel of Maggie or the gospel of Drew. And when someone sees how you live your life, you know, how merciful or compassionate, how kind or how patient, how generous, how charitable, how forgiving, it has a profound impact. It's much more powerful than, you know, trying to debate them on the true presence or why Catholics, you know, have a special honor to Mary. You know, it's more powerful than any catechism quote or any Bible quote. It really is. I think your life is important like that. I'd love to hear your story. The number here is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I'll go to the phones. We got a few minutes. Let's talk about it. You know, what you say today might impact somebody else who's in their car now or, you know, taking their walk or driving. They might hear something that says, you know what, I'm going to be a little bolder in my faith. I'm going to be Christ-like. I'm going to go out and I am going to evangelize. You don't have to be overt. You don't have to be offensive about it. Gandhi once said, there's a very famous quote by Gandhi. He says, you know, I don't reject Christ. It's just that so many Christians are so unlike Christ. And I think, you know, that's such a true statement. It's such a true statement. Let's go to Richard in Rancho. You know, let me take a break. When we come back, I'll take your calls. The number here is 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I'd love to hear your experience. Have you prayed in public? And what was the experience or the fruit or, you know, the trial that came from it? And let's look at the other question too. Should we pray in public? There was an atheist who I saw on a blog once make the case why you shouldn't pray in public. I'll share that with you too when I return.
The Drew Mariani Show. Connected. Relevant Radio.
Catholic Order of Foresters is proud to sponsor the Relevant Radio studio line. For information about employment opportunities and flexible premium life insurance plans, visit relevantradio.com/forester.
The Drew Mariani Show is here for you at 888-914-9149.
The Drew Mariani Show on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, hey, thanks for letting me be part of your afternoon. Fun to talk with you, kind of navigate life with you. I think there are there are a lot of Christians, there are a lot of followers of Christ, a lot of people of faith, right? And yet public prayer sometimes makes them feel uncomfortable. And again, there are some people who are way over the top that you're like, oh, that's so humiliating. I've been in those situations where some people, you're like, oh, you give a Christian a bad name, right? And I get that. There are extremes in everything. But I think we sometimes abdicate our role to evangelize. And we can do it in lots of little ways. Just even by just bowing your head in prayer in a restaurant. I'd love to hear your experiences. What happened to you? And let's go to the phones. We'll do that now. I got a few minutes to talk. Richard's in Rancho Cucamonga, California. Hi, Richard. Good to have you on.
Good to talk to you, Drew. So the story that I got, so me and my wife, we've always said grace before meals, whether we're in our house or we're out in a restaurant. And, you know, we heard a homily from our priest one day, and it was about, you know, saying grace and crossing yourself in public, you know. And me and my wife looked at each other after we're hearing this, and, yeah, we kind of go real fast when we cross ourselves. You know, it's almost like we want people to see it, but we just go real quick about it. But that priest told us, be proud, cross yourself, make it big, let people see it, let people know your faith. And so one day we were out in a restaurant, prayed before our meal, like we always do, crossed ourselves really big, and a gentleman, there wasn't that many people in the restaurant, it was lunchtime, gentleman walked up to us, and he said, would you guys mind praying for me? So, we reset our prayers, we crossed ourselves, and we said a prayer to him, I think his name was John, and we touched him that day by praying in public. And so, like you said, you never know who you're going to touch when you do this. So that's my story.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you continue to do that now. You know, when you talk about blessing yourself too, I changed the way I did it. I was like you. I said, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. You kind of do this fast motion. You don't even think about what you're doing. The sign of the cross is such a beautiful witness. And I was actually in an apparition once where the Blessed Mother was appearing with this particular seer. She was coming and the vision was to take place. And the seer led us in prayer. When she began the prayer, the thing that struck me the most wasn't how she said the prayer, or even the fact that the Blessed Mother was expected to soon make an appearance. It was the way she made the sign of the cross. It was slow. It was deliberate. And she meditated on each aspect of it. She contemplated on the Father. She contemplated on the Son, the Holy Spirit. I mean, she made it a prayer. Such a beautiful witness. Hey, thank you for calling. I appreciate you sharing that with me. Who's up next, Maggie? Who should we go to? Mary in Southwest, in the Southwest of our country. Hi, Mary.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm hanging in there.
Yes. Well, I've got a story. Actually, it involves praying in front of an abortion clinic. Oh, wow. We had been out praying, and a woman came up, and she was so, so upset. She could not have been any angrier, cursed at us, said we didn't know what we were doing, what we were talking about, those prayers was worthless. And I looked at her, and something in her face, the Holy Spirit just spoke. And I said to her, you've really been hurt by someone, haven't you?
Wow.
And it opened the floodgates, and she started to cry. We talked. I wound up holding her. She was crying. But by the time the experience was over, there were a group of people surrounding us. We were able to direct her to a Catholic parish close by where she personally was able to get some help because she needed help. Yeah. And it turned out she had lost someone very close to her following giving a baby up. It was a complicated story. But what started out with us praying turned into a moment of just beautiful experience of outreach to her. And as they say, it wasn't me, it was the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
And it came out completely flipped from what we had initially thought when she had been so aggressive and so angry. So prayers were answered.
Let me commend you for doing that, because when somebody, you know, is angry and accosts you like that, I mean, it's so much easier to say, hey, okay, you know, I want nothing to do with you. But instead, you responded with charity and love. You know, there's a saying out there that hurt people hurt people, you know, and clearly this woman was deeply hurt. But your love was the balm, the ointment for her, and what a difference you made. You know, I often think about when we stand before God at some point in the future, Mary, those moments are going to resonate in a special way in our eternal review. So congratulations, and what a beautiful story. Maybe if you encounter something similar, if you're listening wherever you are, you can respond in the same way with charity and compassion. John is listening in Appleton, Wisconsin. John, thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Well, you're welcome. Well, my Sharon, I do pray a lot in public, both at work and on the phone at work. But more explicitly, I think it was an evangelization. I went across the street to a liquor store bodega from my office to get a frozen burrito. And this was before the internet, so to access porn, they had magazine racks there with pornography. And as I was waiting in line to get in my burrito out of the freezer, I noticed a man there perusing the porno. And then it got uncomfortable. God impressed upon my heart, I mean, very strongly, almost a verbal saying, "Let that man know that I see him and that I love him." And I argued. I went, "Well, God, this is a public place. There's all these people around. Like, this can't be you." And it was so incessant that I had to do that. And it was, I felt somewhat shy, but finally I had to be obedient. Went over to him, tapped him on the shoulder, and said, his typical businessman in the suit, and said, "Sir, I'm a Christian. And God's impressed." I didn't want to say God spoke to me, then he'd think I was weird, but right. "So God impressed upon me that he's aware and seeing you and that he loves you so very much." And the man just turned white and broke down sobbing. I mean, just deep heart cries. And I just patted him on the back and just comforted him. But it's just, he needed that word. I don't know what was going on within him, but I thought, if I hadn't been obedient, he and God and I would have missed that moment. So it just spoke to me to, listen to the Holy Spirit when he urges us.
Well, you are a man of courage, John, and I want to commend you again, because honestly, I don't know if I would have had the courage to do that. I like to think I would, but here's a guy in a suit looking at stuff like that. Yeah, I might just say a silent prayer and walk away and hope that grace reaches him, but you did the right thing, and I want to commend you. And between you and Marie, I am so impressed. It's that response. It's that action that clearly transforms individuals. That was a Holy Spirit moment. The Holy Spirit was putting that incessant nudge into John's heart, and John said yes. And as a result of it, he was willing to die. He was willing to be a martyr, maybe suffer humiliation, right, as a result of that embarrassment. He was willing to do it for Christ. And what happened? Tears flowed. The man broke down. The same thing with Maria. They often think of what Christ said to us, right? If we're ashamed of him today on this side of the veil, you want him to stand before the Father and say, "I'm proud of my servant." John, I think he's going to say that to you. There's no doubt about it. That is absolutely fantastic. I heard a story of a woman in Mississippi who works at a McDonald's who incredibly praised with customers who come through. Her name was Brenda Wilson. You might have heard the story. It was just recently that it was reported. And her story came to light after one customer posted on Facebook about the encounter with her. And the person was a guy named Dylan Brook. And Dylan said that, she was, I guess it was a woman, I think, who was Dylan. I don't know if it was a guy or a girl. It doesn't matter. Let's go with a woman. Said basically they were struggling silently with a lot of issues, and was just heading over to get a drink when Brenda came up to her, like John did, and went up to her and said, "God told me to pray with you." And Dylan said that even though she hadn't said anything to Brenda about what she was going through, Brenda prayed for her right then and there. And one of Dylan's struggles, prayed for every one of those struggles. And I don't know how it was that Brendan was able to do that, especially at McDonald's without, getting the corporate heads upset with her. But praise God she did. She had a profound impact on that person. She was listening to God. She was listening to the Lord. She was bringing comfort and mercy to somebody who was in need. She was blessing those who came into her life. And I think we should ask ourselves that. Do we have opportunities to share that blessing of God that we have in our life with others? Are we willing to die to embarrassment, to maybe shame, to maybe even ridicule in an effort to bring Christ to others? I think if you're willing to do that, you may be surprised how God uses you, and you might be surprised how your words and your actions and your willingness to sacrifice pierces the most hardened heart. and how it will make a profound, profound difference. I just love those stories. Vicki in St. Louis, I only have a few moments, not even that. I got about a minute for you. Go right ahead.
Sure. Oh, well, my son, it was his senior year of high school. He's at a public school. He was the team captain of a soccer team, and they were playing their big rival, and one of the referees had collapsed. And so while everybody was waiting for paramedics to get there, he just circled his whole team around and started praying the Hail Mary. And even those that were not Catholic started praying with him. And the man ended up dying, but I just thought that that was what a way to evangelize his faith.
I love it. Another great example. You raised a good son. That's for sure, Vicki.
Yeah, he is a sweetie. Okay.
God bless you. I'm sure you're very proud of him. I want to thank everyone on hold. I've got to take a short pause. I'm going to be back. Your news and headlines are straight ahead. God communicates to us, all of us, every day in different ways. Maybe today God has just communicated to you. You may have an opportunity coming up later, maybe tomorrow, maybe over the weekend, maybe even with your own family, to speak truth in love, to be a witness for Christ, to bring him to somebody who might be in deep, deep need. You can be that instrument of mercy. Say yes to God when he calls.